All right, so wait a minute. You're telling me that we didn't record any of like the past hour of conversation?
I'm gonna rip my hair out.
Is that what you're telling me, Shinobu?
That's what I'm telling you.
All right, man. You know what's cool? This is episode one. We're gonna run into some hiccups. It looks like the devil is working. He works in mysterious ways. Or is it God that works in mysterious ways? Well, the devil works in mysterious ways too. But anyway, John, sit down. We're just gonna get right into the show.
Are we sure this is going to work?
I was 26 in the bunk bed in my mom's crib. I'm a grown kid rocking old clothes from like 2010 and they don't fit. Oh shit, gotta be a man, get it how I can. If it don't work at first, come with a better plan. God got me, won't he do it? Devil is a liar. I've been putting everything into the music. Spent the whole year in seclusion. And when I went to put a song up, had the nerve to get mad when not anybody viewed it. So, lately I've been moving. And I've been feeling rooted. I remember why I do it. Not for the money, fame, or the accolades. I'm a battle mage with a hand grenade on the front lines. And I'm damn annoyed. The hero when the villain's mass heavy impact like an asteroid. I know my worth, I'm here to break the curse. I've been working hard, but I'm still unemployed. The vision's clear, cause I've been smoking less. This new shit be having me too paranoid. I find a photo book full of Polaroids. Took a look at a child. He had a face full of hope, love in his eyes and no crook in his smile. Look at me now, it took me a while, but I'm back to my truth. Lil bro brought the mic, now I'm back in the booth. Flow is impeccable, I'm right on schedule. I'm the immaculate proof, sharper than Dracula's tooth. Securing the bag with a noose, enjoying the fruits of what I produce. Squeezed all my lemons, now pass me the juice. I won't cut my hair, but I might rock a suit. I'm almost there, I just had to regroup. Building my tribe, shout out to the crew. You know who you are, you know what we do.
So welcome to episode one of my show. I do not have a concrete name for the podcast yet. Thoughts are wandering still out there. It might be the Moz Mitch podcast, might be Mindless Consumption. Could be a number of things, but we'll figure it out. What I do know is that we have to get this show started because February is shaping out to be a pretty busy and eventful month for my team here, and the podcast is kind of the anchor and the launching pad for it all. So here we are. My name is Maserati Mitchell. If you don't know me yet, feel free to Google me. Figure that you can find out things that way. That's how everybody's doing it. You could also look at my social media, but it's not really too important of who I am. You'll kind of get a sense for me as time goes on. What I want to accomplish with the podcast is threefold. So first and foremost, I know that we live in a very digital age now, and we're living in a time where everyone has a voice. Everyone has ideas, everyone has opinions, and everyone loves to share those opinions. I am not excluded from that. I'm right here with you all, and the medium that I choose to convey my thoughts and get my opinions and things of that sort out is through the podcast medium. I feel like it allows you to say a lot in a span of time, and you can make your thoughts concise but also long going, as opposed to a tweet or a post where you do a lot of typing and you kind of have to break it in a segment depending on the character restrictions. And nobody wants to sit around and read a 5-paragraph blurb about, you know, some nonsense or something that's going on. But people would most likely feel more comfortable with just sitting back, popping on some earphones and listening. So here we are. So secondly, what I want to do is to bring a different perspective on everyday happenings that are going on in our communities that you might not necessarily get from just reading around online. I have a background in business, went to Penn State, got a management degree, and I now work in finance. So anytime that I'm reading about something or just watching something, my mind always goes straight to, all right, what's the business behind this? How is money being made? What's the larger game here? So what I'm going to do is bring up the business and financial underpinnings of everyday happenings in our everyday lives. And last but not least, not only do I want this to be a platform for myself, but I want to share it and allow the voices of others to be heard. I have an interesting collection of friends, associates, coworkers, etc., that all have great ideas, that all do great things, and that all have stories and ideas to share. So I would love to bring them all in. Let them have their time, have a little bit of fun here, and just make this the most enjoyable time as possible. So that being said, I actually have my first guest with us on today. Josh, hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
For those who don't know who you are, obviously I do. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do?
My name's Joshua Mitchell. I'm a singer and songwriter, a wannabe activist.
All right, so singer, songwriter, and nowadays,
give me some questions.
And nowadays, activist. How did you get your foot in activism?
Well, to be honest, like, I'm still testing the waters out, because I really do want to, you know, inspire a lot of change in the world and be a part of changing the world for the better. But, you know, it's just how to go about it. Because right now I'm more into doing this thing with self-love. And so for me, that's the start. Because, you know, having this campaign and this idea to get behind is just kind of like a building block for where I want to be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, yeah.
How does activism tie into your overall plan and vision? I know that you said that you're a singer and songwriter too, mm-hmm. So how do those things intertwine?
Well, like, to be honest, I really want to just use my voice as a platform to
still in my lines now. Not good.
As a platform to change the world, kind of. Okay. Because I'm honestly inspired a lot by Michael Jackson. Anyone who's heard me sing, they can probably, you know, catch that a little bit. But yeah, okay. He
bigging yourself up. Michael comparisons early.
But but yeah, like, he used his platform in the best way possible to become a voice of a generation and to influence the world positively. And he was like, we lost him way too soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. So activism, you're going to use your voices is a means to do that. So what are some of the things that you're passionate about?
I'm really, okay, so with my activism, like, what I really want to do is, it's centered around pollution, because honestly, if we really want to change the world and still be able to live in this world 100 years from now, we got to get this shit together. Like, we really are that generation that can, you know, make or break our future.
Hmm.
And once people start to realize that, which I think a lot of us do, and that's what's great about this generation, is like, we're all in this. Like, we know what's going on. And thanks to social media and just all these different networks that we have of learning about the world and connecting with one another, it's so easy to band together, form a collective, and get out there and do shit.
Okay, interesting. So now when you said activism and being an activist, my mind didn't immediately go to pollution and climate change. Honestly, what I thought that you were going to say is something centered around like Black Lives Matter and a social activist. There's the word that I'm looking for. I thought that you were going to be speaking more so in terms of social activism. So I've known you for, how old are you?
I'm 19.
For 19 years now. For those of you who don't know, this is actually my brother. We know each other quite well. But yeah, I've known you for 19 years now, and I never knew that pollution and climate change was something that was on your radar. So start thinking about things on a global scale.
Honestly, it was just experiencing the world for myself. Mm. Our melanin doesn't even protect us against the sun anymore, because the ozone layer is so, you know, depleted that these UV rays are just fucking everybody up. Shit.
What'd you do? Watch a TED talk on this for some recently?
Nah. But, yeah, like, and I mean, I kind of want to segue this into just like social activism too, because really now's the time for that, because there's so much stuff happening in America alone that needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, racism is still rampant, and just discrimination in general. And right now, it's just the climate we live in. It's not a good climate.
Yeah, so essentially what you want to do is put an end to global climate change, but you want to change the climate of the social structures that are going on within society.
Yeah, pretty much, to be honest. And what I want to do with my voice is really just help others with, you know, everyday emotions and things that people deal with. Because songs, they really resonate with people. The things you speak about, the emotions that you go through during a song, it sits with people. God gifted. God gifted. They find a sense God gifted. Of comfort in God gifted. Knowing that someone else God is gifted. The same thing.
Let your light shine. The devil hides in the dark corners of your mind. Dissipate his foggy disguise. The smoke got you thinking they're enemies. It's all lies. He's a fibber. He speaks in whispers. He's spraying on your cortex. Cause your thoughts bring him through the vortex. Lies, he's a liar. Look at his pants, they're on fire.
Fire, 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 fire.
His nose is getting longer. I'm tired, about to retire to my mind's empire. Void of liars. No, it's not just me. 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 No, it's not just. No, it's not just. No, it's not just me. No, it's not just me. No, it's not just me. No, it's not just. No, it's not just.
They say the number one cure.
All right, Bruce. I fuck with your verse, but not today, not today. Maybe I'll play the rest of that and let that run when you come on to the show. So what the hell are you talking about? That's what I wanted to know the first. Who are you talking about? Who's preying on people's cortex? Who's whispering in ears? Who's doing all this shit?
Okay, so now I do name drop the devil in the beginning, but to be honest, really what it is for me, it's just a sense of negativity and pessimism that, you know, it really intrudes on your mind. And we've all felt that before, you know, where we just can't like shake this feeling off. And, you know, like this darkness is just, it keeps following us. This is something that people go through on a daily basis. It really is. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting that music does have that effect on people and can resonate. So would you say that music artists are empaths?
Interesting. I wouldn't say necessarily they are, because like I said, with, you know, this song here, it's just, you know, something for me, something right. That was my personal experience. Right. And it just happens to connect with others.
Yeah, and that's probably the case for most other artists too, because I know a lot of artists look at their, whatever their form of art is, it's kind of like a therapeutic thing for them. And they're putting their thoughts and their emotions out. And if it just so happens to resonate with everyone else and they can relate to it as well, good. But, you know, it's more so for yourself. All right, that makes sense. Cool. I'm glad that we did that. So now that we got all of those things covered and out the way, I have a game for us to play. Are you ready for the game?
No, I don't know. Am I ready?
We'll find out. So, the name of the game is Confession or Question. Okay. So, Joshua, confession or question?
You know what? I'll go with a question.
Yeah, all right. Better not try to sidestep it. All right. So, Joshua, my question for you. Now, we've been going to a lot of different places, a lot of different events in the city, whether it be for networking, spoken words, performances, Global Village, things at Rec, etc., etc. And during these travels, we've come across a lot of different people, a lot of interesting people, a lot of talented people. So, out of all of these people that we've come across in the city, which one would you be most interested in sharing a kiss with?
I mean, I like the sound effect more than the question. Shit.
Go ahead, take your time.
Let's see. Yeah, he really is.
Pause.
Let's see. Who would I want to share a kiss with?
Yeah, bet you didn't see that one coming. Well, you did because I asked you it earlier.
Yeah.
Who cares?
You know what? And I still don't want to give my answer. But I'm going to do it just to be a good sport.
Yeah, not letting you off of
here. Here we go. That person would be this lovely lady I met at, I think it was, yeah, it was Global Village Jam, you know.
Okay, you know.
Right afterwards, you know, a lady of the name of Siani.
What was that? What was her name? I'm sorry, I missed it.
I'm mad, Joe. I'm really boosting it. But her name was Siani.
Siani with the what? Well, it's cool.
I wanted you to guess. Okay,
you can kind of leave it kind of ambiguous. Yeah. But anyway, Siani, you've heard it here first on the podcast that has no name yet. If Joshua Mitchell were to share a kiss with any girl in the entire city of Philadelphia, it would be you, Siani. You. So when you see him, make sure that you shoot your shot. I know that he is a fan of women with nice breath and who smell nice. So maybe pop in a piece of Winter Fresh, spritz yourself with a little bit of perfume.
You know, he's talking out his ass. He doesn't know this.
And he's also a fan. He's also a fan of shiny pink lip gloss. So if you could hit a Fenty Beauty or MAC or whatever the fuck y'all use these days, go grab yourself some nice pink lip gloss and make sure you pack it
up. Come to me crusty.
Ew.
I like the cracks.
You like it crusty? That's filthy. All right. Well, thanks for being a good sport. Now the ball's in your court.
Okay. So here we go. Confession or question? Is that the right order?
Yep. Confession or question? I'm going to do question.
Okay, question. Okay. So, when we fought the last time, would you say that I beat your ass?
What did you ask?
I said, would you say that I beat your ass?
Oh. I'm still getting used to my soundboard, people. Bear with me here. But, wow. Didn't see that one coming. Would I use the words beat my ass? Not. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not necessarily. I don't want to say that you beat my ass, but I did get fucked up. I definitely did get fucked up. And the reason why I'll say that you didn't beat my ass is because I wasn't really trying to, you know, actually fight you at first, at least. So let me just paint the story for you. I'll paint the picture real quick because it actually was pretty funny because I did get fucked up pretty bad. So I'm sitting down in the living room playing a game. It's summer 2016, just graduated college. A lot of stress on my plate, and to take some of that stress off, you know, sometimes I would like to sit down and play video games. While I'm doing that, I don't remember how the argument got started, but...
Hold on. Can I chime in and tell you? So... No, because I remember vividly. That day, just woke up. Probably woke up around maybe like, I don't know, 12, late.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the kitchen. See, dinner was made last night. Well, no, I don't even see. I hear that dinner was made last night. I think Lala and Manny, they were like, did you get your food from last night? And I was like, oh, no, I didn't.
And I most likely ate it.
Maz, well, not even, he didn't just eat it. He ate it right in front of my face. I walk into the kitchen.
I ate it in front of your face.
They tell me, you know, dinner, yeah, did you eat it? I'm like, no, I didn't eat it. I turn to my left, and who do I see with a fucking pot and a fork just going in on my food from the night before? And I was like, there's no fucking way. There is no fucking way. And he's just in there looking all smug. And I was like,
all right, yeah. So honestly, I don't remember that, but that is definitely right at my alley. I eat people's leftover food all the time. So yeah, anyway, argument breaks out. I guess I'm transition from in the kitchen to back into the living room and playing my game. And the whole while, he's telling me that he's going to fuck me up. He's like, Maz, I'm going to beat your ass. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just trying to play the game and relax. So I'm like, yeah, yeah, whatever, kind of brushing it off. But he was very adamant about beating my ass. And he kept telling me, Maz, I'm going to hit you. He was like, so take your glasses off because I'm going to punch you in the face. And I'm still just thinking, no, he's not. So I'm sitting there minding my business. And sure enough, boom, punch me right dead in my temple. Glasses fly across the room. So I'm like, all right. Stand up. Get ready to engage. And before I even knew what was going on, I caught about maybe 3 or 4 quick punches to the face. And then a knee as well. Something straight out of UFC. All I remember is I saw all white and I was falling to the ground. And yeah, next thing you know, I'm smacking the floor. But then, you know, after that, I was like, all right, I actually got to fight this kid. It's serious. I don't want to say that I beat your ass, but
things can I'll give him that.
Yeah. It was brutal, too. Like, afterwards, I was bleeding. Yeah. I think I had, like, a bloody nose, maybe a
glass was on the floor.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, so that's round one. So, ball is back in my court. Confession.
So, I'll do a confession. Or question. You know, I just did the question.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how confession works? You
don't know. No, I don't think you explained anything.
You pick confession. You just have to give a confession.
Oh, just give a confession.
But remember the rules of the game. It can't be anything corny. It can't be dry. Give me something that the people want to hear.
What do they want to hear? Let's see. Something good.
You gotta start it off with, I have a confession.
Okay. I have a confession to make. What? Okay. Sometimes when I'm at the Global Village jams and Leonzo's feet are in my face, I'd be like, get away!
Hey, yo, what do you mean his feet are in your face?
Nah, he just be walking around with his shoes off.
Oh, it's a village. They be barefoot in that bitch. Yeah. Do they at least have socks on?
Nah.
Dudes. Got corns on their feet?
Nah, they don't be that bad. But it's just feet. It's like...
Damn, and I just realized for the first time on this episode, I dropped the N-word. Just so y'all know, I'm going to be... Anytime that I say dudes, I'm going to replace it with dudes.
With what?
Dudes. Instead of niggas, it's going to be dudes. But then again, what if I'm talking about women too? TJ, no. No, not yet. Not right now. Sorry. I'll come back out later. Lock the door, please. Jesus Christ, that little kid then got annoyed. I'll probably edit that part out. But I'm not going to confess anything.
Oh, what? What? That doesn't sound right to me.
It's my show. I make the rules. All right, but anyway, that concludes our
guest. What?
That concludes our segment.
concludes?
Who is that? Alright, but anyway, that is round two, and that concludes our...
Thanks.
You have a big event coming up, no?
I do. But, no. It's this self-love event I'm going to be hosting on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's just to... Honestly, I feel like I touched on it a little bit here, but just about appreciating yourself and your own accomplishments, because I feel like a lot of times we just dwell on the stuff that we don't like about ourselves and need to fix, that we don't really look at the parts of ourselves that,
right,
you know, we actually love and appreciate. And sometimes it takes a little introspection to kind of figure out what it is that, you know, you wouldn't change, and that you're like, wow, damn, I'm kind of proud of myself for that one. Like, for me, honestly, it's just getting the courage to finally pursue my dreams and do what I'm supposed to be doing in life.
Nice. Perfect. And so you said February 10th. What's the location?
February 10th, it's going to be at the Artwork Gallery, 2301 North 9th Street in Philadelphia.
Okay. And what time does it start?
It's going to be from 3 to 6.
And how do people register or RSVP for this?
You can go to my Instagram, Joshua_Mitchell_music. The RSVP link is right in the bio.
All right. Well, fresh off the press, Joshua Mitchell will be hosting a self-love event titled Melanated.
Yes, going to definitely be touching on a lot of black culture issues.
Now, and is this only a black person event, or can other people come out too?
I feel like, you know, if you want to just come out to appreciate the culture, yeah, you know, do your thing. But, yeah, just don't appropriate it.
That's funny. And you're also debuting your next single, Cultural Appropriation.
Yeah, you know, what can I say? I'm good at segues. yeah, my single Cultural Appropriation, which is going to be coming out on February 14th, just chronicles, like, my journey of self-love, learning to be content with my own skin. Because, mm-hmm. like, I really did struggle a lot with just, you know, being content with myself.
Because you were ugly boy. Still are, by the way.
Yeah, I'm, like, probably the darkest one in the family. And growing up, yeah. Growing up, that was always, like, the thing. You black as shit or something like that. And it's a shame because, you know, back in the day, like, during slavery, that's how they divided us, you know, all through color.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can come out to the event where you can hear more of his thoughts around that. February 10th, Melanated, all you about self-love.
That's
and
a
all
colonizer right there. He's not letting me speak the truth.
All about, we don't want to give him too much for free, right? Even though the event is free, have to pay. He will be debuting his single that'll drop on February 14th, titled Cultural Appropriation. So again, thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate the love and support. Thank you for growing with me through this first episode. My hopes is that this experience just keeps getting better, keeps growing, and it becomes something magical. Thank you, and take care.
Gonna be a good life, la-di-da-di-da-do-da. It's gonna be a good life, la-di-da-di-da-do-da. I said scoopity-whoop, gonna splash in my pool that I bought with my loot. Easy's out of the loop, so I'll take his place and we'll call his ass scoop, oop, in the upper echelon, calling shots with the squad. Just got off the phone with my cron. Can y'all guess what level I'm on? We talking presidential. Get that clown out the residential. The heights will reach our exponential. You see that shine, just got that new dental. We out here controlling the view, dictating what's news to you. You see the odds are forever in my favor, even now when I don't got that paper. Gotta get that paper. Oh, I'm gonna get that paper. That paper.
I'm greater than you mortal beings. I'm greater than you mortal beings. Listen, I'm greater than you mortal beings. I'm greater than you mortal beings.
It's gonna be a good life. La-di-da-di-da-do-da. It's gonna be a good life. La-di-da-di-da-do-da.
Just gotta get right. Ridges of a darkness inside. Find your way to the light. Bring yourself to the good vibes. Take the bad things out your life. Anyone that ruins your night, they gotta go, go bye bye. Set yourself free and fly. Go free. All those bad vibes are not for me. Gotta realize when it's not meant to be. So open your eyes, stop living blindly. Accepting the lies, stand tall on your feet. Stand up, don't let them hold you down. Put your hands up, lift up off the ground. Show yourself love, man or woman up, rise above.
They seen my greatness shining off me. The hue, the color, I think it brought them to their knees.
It's gonna be a good life, la-di-da-di-da-do-da.
be a good life. La di da di da do da.
These words so magic essence. It's quite amazing how much of this life is manifested. Future, past, and present all seem to coalesce in this moment of acquiescence. Blessings on top of blessings. I'm done with second guessing. If I let go and let God, maybe my load will lessen. I found a road to heaven when I had no direction. My soul had no protection. Now I'm surrounded by angels, demons, and broken weapons. I woke up and smelled the coffee. Shook them demons off me.
Above it all.
Meditating, drinking hot tea. Feeling good in my body. Vegan chicken teriyaki. Eating good, baby, mix it with the broccoli. Shining bright, negativity won't stop me. Only positive vibes on this side.
Cloud high, above it all. Cloud high, above it all. Cloud high, above it all. Above it all, above it all, above it all. I had two queens prophesize over me. I'm alien, I'm other. They knew my presence would be heaven to mortal beings.
It's gonna be a good life. La di da di da do da. It's gonna be a good life. La di da di da do da.
Listen, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. I'm riding a different wave. They knew my presence would be heaven to you mortal beings.